Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hope it's a good Friday for everyone.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
Tis a Friday. We're packed with guests and segments. We'll continue to count down the Big 20 coming up at 6:45 with number six.
Doing it big.
Kevin's going to join us at 7 o'clock to talk movies. I'm not exactly sure what's coming out this weekend.
Well, the Academy Awards are this weekend,
Oscar
so I'm sure
Sunday.
That... By the way, we should be betting on, like, the heavy favorites. Just
pull
our money and bet on, like, Joaquin Phoenix to win Best Actor.
Oh, okay.
Bet on Brad Pitt to win Best Supporting. See what those odds are. See what you're getting from your book.
All right. So we'll talk to Kevin at 7 about the Oscars and the movies. It's a Friday. That means John Feinstein joins us. We've got Chris Miller at 8:40, Wizards reporter for NBC Sports Washington. They made a couple of little deals yesterday. So we'll get his take on the deals and the non-deals. Apparently the Celtics were hot and heavy for Davis Bertans.
Right, they couldn't get it done. They kept him.
They decided to keep him, though I believe he's a free agent.
He is. They're desperate to re-sign him.
Apparently,
I think he'd be a great third wheel.
He's gotten the blessing of John Wall and company to be an offensive piece there.
Because he strokes it from outside. It makes it easier for everybody else.
Also, Brian Lawton's going to join us from the NHL Network. He will join us at 9:20. So we got a lot going on. I tell you, I stayed up late last night watching Lakers-Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't usually, I
might have you beat. I was up to about 12:15.
It was right around, I only watched the first half, but I actually fell asleep, and then I was like really thirsty. Like I fell asleep getting Isabella down. It's a whole process. She fell asleep on her floor again, woke up, went downstairs to just get a glass of water, and then I popped on the game, and I was kind of intrigued because the Rockets have punted big men.
Water!
And in the first half, I think it was tied 63-63. I saw that the Rockets ended up winning the game. But there were moments where Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis had 6'3" guys on them.
Yeah, but
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Well, so did Davis get to the line a bunch?
I was watching, they were just easy post-ups for him. But the Rockets have just decided, you know what?
Well, Westbrook,
we'll let you have
bonkers.
A two.
They'll and trade
we're
the threes shoot threes. For twos. Yeah,
that's we're going to take our chances.
They
yeah, Russell
Westbrook
had a good game.
Yeah. Because Westbrook, I mean, he usually doesn't shoot that well. 17 for 28.
No, they
were they all
offense,
dunks and layups.
Yeah, their offense is everybody just stands around the 3-point line, and the parts that I was watching, Kyle Kuzma was guarding him, and he just took Kuzma to the basket every time.
Gordon hit 5 threes, and then Covington, who they acquired, hit 4 or 5 off the bench.
I don't know. It's interesting. The Lakers have the best record in the Western Conference. I don't think they're going to get to the NBA Finals. Like I would take the field. Over the Lakers.
And they didn't make any deals.
Most notably, the Clippers.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Clippers scooped up Marcus Morris as much as a block of the Lakers as to actually have him as part of the team.
Yeah, he was a hot commodity, I guess, at the trade deadline.
But yeah, we'll talk to Chris Miller about the Wizards' moves. I mean, just little minor moves. I saw Rick Snyder had a little column on the fandc.com basically saying they're just rearranging chairs on the Titanic.
That is Rick's opinion. And generally, I mean, they're not big moves. There's not a lot of wiggle room right now. But people with the early reception from the Wizards blogosphere and they're not, you know, always jocking everything the Wizards do was positive.
They're stockpiling some young talent, some first round.
I mean,
look,
you got rid of IT, who was a nothing, and you got a former lottery pick. And admittedly, it was a 13th pick. But you know. And who's the other guy that got Shabazz or whatever?
Shabazz Napier.
From UConn.
I mean, you got two guys that, you know.
He's just a backup
should
point
be
guard.
Able
he's
to contribute depth. And help. Yeah. They're not stars.
No. Far from it. Yeah. But you got rid of IT. That's big.
Right.
To me,
you got rid of IT. Hope you didn't buy an Isaiah Thomas jersey.
He was a
anybody
liability.
Out there?
He was a liability. You can't, and have, then him they just, they, can't have him on the floor.
Yeah. He went yesterday from being on the Wizards and contributing to out of the league. He's currently out of the league.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know that anybody's going to want him.
I mean, I think if he could shoot.
I did watch him.
I think he could shoot and be an asset, but man, that's a shame.
Yeah, but if you do cost benefit, he's such a liability on defense.
I know. It's always been.
It's tough.
It's true.
It's tough to put him out there.
But, you know, they can run zone these days, so there is a there's a place for him.
Did you get your readers yesterday?
Yeah, I was going to say, got my readers yesterday. So I want to make the official announcement, so don't break my balls when you see me wearing them now.
Is this the new look?
Well, you know, it's weird. Now I see why people wear them and then put them on their head, because you can it's only good for like a foot.
Yeah. It messes your vision. And then from distance.
So that's why you see a lot of old guys. They have glasses up here because it's just for reading.
Yeah.
But it makes reading.
You might have to get bifocals.
You know what? Put them on. Get your phone out. Get your phone out just for your phone.
Officially the oldest junkie.
And I want you to look at it before. Okay.
I mean, it looks pretty clear.
Do you have a problem?
He's had readers for a while.
No, Ricky.
Oh, yours are for distance?
Distance, Rick. Right. Okay. I can see this fine.
Put something in with small print. You know, I don't know what you might have, like your Twitter or something. And then just see the difference.
All right.
You might not
realize it. Twitter up.
Okay, a lot of times, right. Yeah, that's pretty small print.
Let me see up these sillies.
It's for looking straight down.
Makes it blurry.
Is it working?
No, it doesn't make it blurry.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's.
There's so much going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me put.
For me, it was eye opening the first time I did it.
Blurry because he's far away.
See?
Yeah. No, far away.
Right. I mean, it definitely is clearer.
Yeah, right? It's clear, it makes it easier.
But I can still read it. I feel like the cost benefit analysis of dealing with these all the time.
It's not worth it yet.
Right now, it's not worth it. In 5 or 10 years, it might be worth it.
We're just getting old. Lucky me turned 50.
I was at the restaurant, and I couldn't read my receipt.
I don't have the problem.
I'm not to that point.
I had to have my receipt out here.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I've got the opposite. I mean,
it's working.
I'm putting glasses to drive into work. It just makes it sharper.
And by the way, when I went, I got them because my buddy told me he got three pair. You get three pair of these sillies for $18 at Costco.
All right.
So I went to Costco, and sure enough, there was another guy my age. He was looking at the exact same things. They have these little test things where you look through. I had to wait for him.
All the old donks lined up. Yeah. I hope you bought after you bought your readers, 3 for $18. Yeah. Then you went and bought a giant slice of pizza. For like $1,
no.
And then a soda for like 75 cents. That's the best bargain in the whole place.
Eric, will you do me a favor? Can you have your readers on and take your hat off? I just want to see the gray hair with the
readers. Just see how he looks like he's 68. Yeah.
I can't look at you, though, because you look like Carlton. This is why people do this.
Now, right. that's the old look right there.
That's the look because like you're silly now, but when I get... Now, blurry. This is what
doesn't he look just like his dad with the readers on?
My dad. I get it.
My dad had a drawer
right of
these because my dad was like a cheapie and he was a hoarder.
Did he keep them down off the eyes like that?
Probably. But he had like literally a drawer of 50 cheap glasses, and I never understood it.
Right.
You know, even in my 30s, I never understood it. Now I understand.
Now you're there.
He was just picking them up for whatever. They're $5.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they're game changers for, especially like my phone. Like I told you, I read magazines. I know no one else in the world does. Cakes mocks me, but I actually still consume magazines, and I can't read them. I mean, I can, but it's hard.
I just look at magazines, especially like at a doctor's office. I just look at them with disdain. First of all, because it's old fashioned, and second of all, because who else has picked up this magazine that's sitting in the doctor's office that's been here for 2 years. I mean, so many germs on that magazine.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just can't have it.
I saw a woman when I dropped the car off at the homewood. I saw a woman walking her dog with the mask on.
Oh, really?
I'm starting to see that.
Oh, you know what?
I saw one.
I saw her, I believe, yesterday.
Right, I got two things on this, and they're kind of opposing opinions.
I was a little surprised.
Right. Opposing opinions, but these are the thoughts that go through my brain. First of all, the good news is there's a big article that's going viral. It's about everyone. While everyone's worried about coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's another epidemic that is right here in your own backyard, and that's called influenza, right? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So far, coronavirus, I think, worldwide has killed 560 people. Maybe by today, it's 650 people. It'll keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the United States, 0 people, 12 people have it.
Right.
In the United States, over 10,000 people have already died from the flu this year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Over like a million, some odd people. I mean, several million have had the influenza. I had it. You had it.
Yeah.
Way more people die here in this country from the flu than coronavirus. In fact, 0 have died from coronavirus. Yeah. Now, here's the competing point, though.
Yeah.
That's the opposite. I'm a panicker. I'm a hypochondriac. I worry about things.
Nuh-uh.
But as the coronavirus, I've always had that same opinion. It's just like the flu. You know, unfortunately, if you have a weak immune system or you're young or you're old, you know, you're susceptible to these things, right? So you feel bad for these mm-hmm. people. But for the average person, it shouldn't be a big deal. Until the doctor who discovered it died, who was 34 years old.
Oh, really?
Perfectly healthy.
Discovered the coronavirus?
Basically. He's considered in China. In
Wuhan.
Discovered it maybe is a strong word, but he's the whistleblower that blew the lid on. He was like way ahead of the Chinese government. And he said, hey, and then by the way, he was persecuted and shunned, but he said he thought it was like SARS, it's similar, in the Wuhan seafood market, all right? And he went out there, and he was considered a hero in China, but the government hated him. Right. So here's the thing.
Their stock market plummeted.
By the way, he died yesterday. And there are pictures. You Google it, you'll see. They're haunting. They have him a month ago wearing a mask, explaining to the world, this is what's happening here, and the Chinese government is not being honest. And then they have a picture that's haunting of him in the hospital with a oxygen mask right before he dies, looking in the camera. It's haunting.
And 34.
34. Here's the thing.
It's not like he was 84.
Yeah. He was perfectly healthy. So here's the competing thoughts. Either this virus is way more deadly than they're letting on, which is possible because they're likely lying.
Or the Chinese government.
Or they killed him.
Basically said, you're finished.
Or they killed him.
Yeah. They didn't give him proper treatment when he got it.
Or they just flat out poisoned him and killed him because they're retribution.
And who would know with China?
Yeah. Who knows?
Exactly. How would you know?
Google that doctor. These images will haunt you.
I saw the pics.
I don't want to be haunted.
I saw them already.
Kind of haunting?
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
Bickle, I don't want to be haunted. It's Friday. I don't want to be haunted.
You just
today.
Don't want to be bothered.
I have said, you know what, coronavirus, whatever, media hype. It's another thing the media is getting wrong. But when that guy died, that's scary.
Yeah.
He's 34 in the prime of his life. And he's a doctor, by the way. So you would think he'd be ahead of the curve on sort of how to treat himself and make sure he doesn't die from pneumonia.
Well, the reason everyone's freaking out about corona is because it's the new thing.
Right.
I mean, flu has been around forever.
Correct.
And corona is the new thing.
Correct.
And it's
well, also, they
out.
Use the word, if you read the article, I agree with the author. They use the word pandemic.
Yeah.
And people attribute that to just 50 million deaths. Yeah. But just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean there's going to be 50 million deaths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty fun, by the way, to be on the coronavirus cruise that is now stranded off the coast of Japan with 61 people infected on the cruise ship.
Oh, wow.
Of 2,600. Yeah. I'm sure that's
then
fun.
Another 40.
Sure, that's a fun cruise to be
test
on.
Positive overnight,
right?
Yeah, but again, it should just be generally for 95% of the people, a flu, like a flu virus.
Right.
Those are the symptoms. But unfortunately,
yeah, I'm
for
not
a
freaking
few...
out about it. I just thought it was funny that someone's walking their dog up half street with the mask.
Well, if you go to a doctor's office these days, and I've been to a few of them, or like the pharmacy, these people that come in contact with sick people all the time, that. A lot of them wear masks.
They have the masks, yeah.
Yeah, like the receptionists. They're wearing gloves because they don't want you hurting germs, and they're wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them.
I saw somebody wearing a mask just going into the grocery store yesterday.
Now, the problem is if you read about the mask, they break down everything. It's not really going to help you that much, but it will at least it'll help you to not spread it, but it probably won't help you as much as you think to not get it.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
I can't think about it.
Yeah,
I
not that worried about it.
Right?
If I lived in Wuhan, I'd be thinking about it every day.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're scaring kids
it.
Is what I don't like.
Yeah,
like even my daughter mentioned it 15 times yesterday. Hope I don't get corona.
Right.
But that's how the entire news is.
Exactly.
I remember my kids used to call it the bad news. They didn't even call it the news. They just said, I don't want to watch the bad news.
Exactly. I think that's why I stopped watching news. Frankly. Now watch it today because Annie's got a nice piece on us. I think it already aired their teaser clip.
Oh, okay. I actually put on WSA 9.
No, it aired like I had texted and asked when. She said she just aired it.
Oh, so it was they're like going, 5 o'clock?
Or 6. But it's going to air at 11 p.m., the full Monty.
tonight.
You know, yeah.
In the 11 p.m. news.
Yes, which I think will be only still be like 3 or 4 minutes.
I'll be sleeping, so you let me know how it goes.
Hopefully there's a link online.
I won't be in town, so I won't be able to see it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Poughkeepsie.
I'm going to Poughkeepsie right after the show, after 4 hours of sleep. So my wife will definitely be driving Miss Daisy today
yes.
to Poughkeepsie. I will be snoring with my mouth open. Hopefully.
You'll be catching flies.
In fact, I'm so tired today, I'm thinking of doing the old teenager move of just going in the back seat and laying across the seat.
I don't hate it.
That's how tired I am.
Sounds like a solid move.
I've got a little bit left of this five-hour energy if you want it.
I got a little coffee here, and I'm not, right. you know, I'm a 50-50 coffee guy, but today I'm good.
It's amazing. This five-hour energy, when I take it right before the show starts every morning, but I don't take the whole thing. I take about half.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the jolt it gives you within seconds.
Right.
I mean, within seconds.
Yeah, no. Now, it's an effective product.
Now, I feel tired again at 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's so fine, only, though. That's nap time.
Right, so it only works literally for about 2.5 hours.
Is there caffeine in it?
I think it's loaded with caffeine.
It's got a ton of caffeine. That's what the jolt is.
I think that's what the jolt is.
I've said it. I've gone a few days this week with no caffeine. And I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink much, but usually it's just one soda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's where I've taken my massive naps. And I just feel like crap, to be honest with you.
I will say this: I did something yesterday that I never do. I took a nap with my dog in my daughter's bed. My daughter's bed is just much more comfortable than mine. And my dog my dog was there first, and I hopped in. I was just a little tired.
You're talking about your daughter that's at VTech,
correct?
Yeah, right.
And Pebble.
Just wanted to clarify that for people.
Oh yeah. Well, my other daughter was at school,
right?
So there was no daughters in the house,
right?
What are you looking at that dummy for? You always look at that dummy.
See,
hey, listen.
He gives me feedback.
And Pebble covered. I know. Well, yesterday's zing with Bruce was awesome. Is that yours?
the Ryan Willis jersey zing.
The Ryan Willis.
Drab and I always come up with them.
Yeah,
that was your best.
They
one.
They collaborated.
I think it was your best one ever. The Ryan Willis zing.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Anyway, Pebble coverage hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
And so I just laid down, took a 45-minute power nap, got up, watched Pebble.
Right. Did you feel silly?
I'd have fallen right back to sleep. Oh, yeah. So,
totally. Mm. By the way, I feel terrible for the listener who piggybacked on my heads up bet that is after one round, it's not looking great.
From
Pebble. There's still time to go. My guy could still rally, but I bet against Cantlay, and he's second in the field after one round.
Right. By the way,
he played the toughest course.
Yeah.
Now, I think yesterday Pebble was playing a little tougher than Spyglass.
Yeah.
But Spyglass typically is the tougher of the three courses.
Right.
Cakes, did you see your guy Jonathan? Looks like he had a Jonathan night, or you just...
No, this is a cake special.
Really? You shaved the neck beard and shaved your dome.
I did, yes.
It didn't appear to be any cuts.
No, I can handle it myself, but
no,
I'm generally lazy is the problem. Right. I don't like doing it myself, but I can do it myself.
I thought when Cakes took off the beanie and put on EB's glasses, you went up like a full point and a half in your looks department.
With the glasses?
Really? Yeah, so like, ditching the beanie and adding the readers hooked me?
Glasses covered the bags.
It was a sharp
bit.
Look for you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it did disguise the bags.
I think I need to get the bifocals, though, because it's tilting. It's tilting because it's only good for this, and as soon as you look up, it's blurry.
I know. I have the opposite. I put on the glasses when I drive in the morning, and if I look at the radio's blurry.
You need to explain this to me. Are bifocals the ones where it's blurry if you look one way and it's clear if you look the other?
Well, I think it's split in the middle, right?
So I hate those because I had a pair of those and it just tilts. It's tilting.
Yeah. Maybe I would hate them.
I hate them.
Do they have something in between? Do they have, like, you know, when you're younger, when you're, I used to have glasses where I had the laser, you would be able to see one way or the other, and then they just give you glasses and it hooks everything.
Here's the bottom line.
I mean, you're an old man.
50 and your eyes are jelly-like.
Glasses.
Okay, but I'm just asking you a question.
I don't think so.
You're going for a zing. When you're 20.
So annoying.
And you need glasses.
Yeah.
You typically, like I remember I knew I needed it when I would go to Maryland games and I was having I just wasn't seeing clearly the court. I got glasses.
You could barely see Walt.
And then I could see the court silly, but I also could see silly right in front of me. I didn't have to take them off like this. When you get 50, can you do the same thing? Can they just get one glasses that just hooks you?
What am I, an eye doctor?
Yeah, go see an optometrist. Ask them.
I don't think
so. They'll tell you.
You don't think they can?
I don't think so.
Why?
It's the way it is. I don't know.
What does he know?
Because my vision afar is pretty good. It's pretty sharp. It's up close where it's arcing. Yeah. I don't know.
That is that's the new look.
Hopefully your eyes are the same. Like, that's the thing. My eyes aren't the same.
My eyes are silly. My feet aren't the same, but my eyes are the same.
Cakes and cakes. Joaquin Phoenix, by the way, 5,500 to win 100 on Best Actor.
So I'm
out on that.
So we pull all of our money and we cash in.
No.
He's going to win.
Yeah, you'll be salty. Yourself?
You'll be salty.
I should.
If DiCaprio wins, you'll be salty.
Phoenix is. What about?
Can we take loans against our 401ks here at Entercom? Can somebody check that?
I thought Pitt was going to win. Is he going to win for supporting?
Pitt.
For supporting.
Here's who's going to win. Pitt, Joaquin, Laura Dern is the hot fire for her role in Marriage Story. And what else am I missing?
1917.
No, there's another acting category. Best actress?
Best actress.
Oh, Renee Zellweger. Bet on all of them. You're a big fat winner.
I know, but you're laying $1 billion to
win 7 cents. But it's betting on a sure.
You know,
thing.
Speaking of movies, I know we got to get a break. Kevin and his wife sent me a birthday gift.
Okay.
And God bless him. He's so nice.
Okay. But you're going to Joan.
I mean, he sent me a Blu-ray DVD of Pelican Brief Time. It's a 3-pack.
It's a good thing.
Right? Okay, yeah, I like it. But I mean, do you think I'll ever even open that?
I'm sure you don't own a Blu-ray player.
I do. It's not connected to anything.
No, you won't own. You'll never open that.
I mean, it's so nice. And I think they also threw it. But it's the thought. I should keep my mouth shut. But they sent me Redskins gloves, too.
Well, you're always cold.
Always cold.
Those will come in handy.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I learned this morning that if Matt Valdez gives you like a Christmas gift, mm-hmm. you better use that gift like within the first week or two.
Oh, he's going to hold it against you. He gets bitter.
Very offended. Now, here's the backstory.
What was the gift?
Well, what's his childhood like?
At Entercom, where we work, they're basically outlawing paper cups unless it's for like a client or whatever. They're trying to save money, basically. Cost cutting, help the environment, that whole thing. So there are no paper cups basically to be found unless you stash them away somewhere here.
By the way, I don't think that that's completely accurate because they reloaded yesterday. It just
the number has gone down.
They may be, instead of putting out 100 a day, maybe they're putting out 50.
They're rationing.
Based off of our hours, the cups aren't available.
They're
trying to change our behavior. Instead of using a bunch of paper cups every day, bring in a mug or bring in a cup to drink water out of, which I don't think is a terrible thing, but it's just something you have to think about. Every day, or you stash one here.
It's just the pain to think about that.
Well, I don't want to have to wash a mug every day, I'll be honest with you. It is an extra pain in the ass. The earth can handle my paper cup.
So Valdez, for Secret Santa, he bought me some very nice and thoughtful gifts. He bought me a Washington Capitals tumbler that I've had at my house for ever since Christmas. He bought me the world's largest bag of gummy bears, which we're enjoying some right now that I thought were lost. But
do you
we're
have
actually
more?
In He's got them right over there. Oh. I mean, it's a gigantic. It's like a 3-pound.
I know. I don't want your influenza hands. I'd have to get them myself. Okay.
So he sees me drinking out of a different mug this morning. This one mug that Prince I brought George's from home.
Well, I like that mug. Cakes, it's a big one.
Cakes' story is a little, you know, blurry here. So he says, I brought this mug from home just for today because I don't have any cups.
Right.
And so that rubbed me the wrong way.
Why?
Because for Secret Santa, I got him a Caps tumbler just for this occasion to be using at work.
I would say generally that's more for like water consumption or some other liquid, not really coffee, but maybe
it's for
coffee.
It's for hot
or cold.
Yeah,
it's for hot or cold.
For
it's either or. Sure. Yeah.
Well, do you use it home or not?
No.
He probably never uses it.
I had it, and I just put it aside.
He said he forgot where he put it.
I did for a while, and then I found it. And then I have it on my dresser in my room, thinking I'm going to bring this into work.
And it'll be my go-to.
Yeah, it's going to be my go-to. But apparently it hasn't happened soon enough for Valdez's liking. And he was very rick at me this morning.
I figured you're using it at home. But then when you told me that you brought in this cup and that you haven't even used your tumbler, it was kind of a slap in the face. Eric, how would you feel if you got drab?
I don't even know what I got.
You got drab that bowling ball.
Oh, and he never drilled the holes.
And he never drilled the holes. Then all of a sudden we go out, we have another junkies bowling night.
And he has to use the nub ball.
And he whips out a new ball that he got drilled and everything and just completely leaves your ball to gather cobwebs.
I mean,
very sensitive.
I don't know how hurt I would be, but maybe I would be.
Is this a bit? Is it a bit? Or are you really bothered by it?
No, I think it does.
I think he's actually bothered.
I think he's had some sort of traumatic experience with gift giving and gift receiving in his life.
A bit.
No,
did you have like a bad Christmas one year?
He feels like I'm disrespecting
him. Great Christmases growing up.
Did you ever have one that was nubs? Like maybe your dad got laid off and there was one nub one?
No.
Never?
No, all of my Christmases have been amazing growing up.
What about birthdays? Did maybe you would get slighted and forgotten for your birthday one time?
No, birthdays were silly. We'd have crabs every birthday.
He holds Secret Santa in the highest regard. Yeah. So for me to just kind of disrespect his gift, it tilts him.
Right.
He's tilted. He's clearly tilted.
He loves it the most, but he's the one who's going to kill Secret Santa.
Because
he's too invested.
Never meets his expectation.
Nobody else cares.
Yeah.
So I think it may die off ultimately because he has so much passion in the rest
of us.
Is it
going to be that spring break show?
Wouldn't that be a wonderful development?
Yes, that's my point.
Yeah.
Well, if Cakes continues to just... throw my gifts in the trash.
eBay or gave it to my daughter. It's not the case. I just haven't brought it in.
I will say this at the risk of offending someone. And I don't intend, this is not a reflection on you or your gift. It's a reflection on me. I don't know who had me or what they got me. I have no recollection. Who had me?
I had you and I don't care.
Yeah.
What I got you get the me? Dumb bowling bag.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
2 seconds of thought into it.
Thank you, but you know what? It's holding my silly ball.
And if you ever want to use it, go for it. If you don't, I don't care.
It's being used. I threw out JP's dad's Hertig leather bag. Good. Threw it out with the old Maryland T-shirt.
Well, that thing's 60 years old.
Yeah, it's funny what bothers some people.
Yeah, of course.
I almost think it's bit for him. I don't know if he really cares. At 10 o'clock, does he care?
I think he kind of cares.
He didn't bring it up on air. He brought it up off air.
He brought it up before the show even started.
It wasn't an on-air bit.
Okay.
Well, I know that they a lot of times they plant seeds because then they think we're stupid. Yeah, and that's the only way we'll bring it up. I know.
So. Yeah. Well, Cakes is sitting there flaunting his cup in front of my face. It hurt my feelings.
I wasn't showing off. I just said I brought
it.
You understand now.
You're only allowed to drink coffee from that.
Apparently so.
The rest of your life. Unless paper or that.
That's his silly Prince George's County coffee mug.
It's from our guy with Sherman
Baker. I use that one all the time because it's the larger size.
It is bigger.
It's not bigger than a tumbler.
It's not as big as the tumbler Valdez gave me.
Valdez gives you one. It's a heart attack. It can fill five cups in there.
It's very nice. And I will bring it in Monday.
Jeez, now I feel like I got to wear my Luka Doncic T-shirt.
You don't have to. It's fine. I saw you wear the glowing orange Orioles quarter zip. It's fine.
Yeah,
if you
want to
wear
it, you notice. Cakes noticed that JP used his gift.
People in Nats Park notice it from a block away. I'm pointing the wrong way. It's that way.
Yeah.
I think it's that way.
No, you're
I don't
so
know. Right. I don't, again,
so
we're in a prison cell here. Yeah, I've lost all
you know
sense of direction.
Stop doing that, please.
He doesn't know what it is. Like, he has no sense because he doesn't drive
right, hold
in.
On.
You think Cali Field's down by the Capitol?
Hold on. Yeah. Stop. Get out of attack mode.
All right.
I'm going to tell everybody that's listening and or watching where everything is.
Yeah.
To my left, the U.S. Capitol.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Correct.
And our old parking lot.
Old parking lot. I miss it so much. It's a little bit closer than the new parking spot.
The old parking lot was over there,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Directly behind me.
Yes.
North Capitol Street and the world's busiest 7-Eleven.
Yes.
7-Eleven.
It's actually a bit more like
so,
that
yeah,
way.
You're a little
it's
off.
It's not a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
7-Eleven?
Right.
All right, so I enunciated a little too much.
You're nitpicking.
To the right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to think about it. That is
he's very
towards Anacostia and Nationals Park.
Yes.
Essentially.
Right? Straight down North Capitol.
Yeah.
He's very directionally
and
challenged.
And this way is another fancy, yuppie-filled condo that's going up.
Correct.
And, like, the Whole Foods is off that way.
Well, remember, Cakes for years, and maybe he stands by this, and he still didn't know the difference between the inner loop and the outer
still
loop.
Still don't. Because it's not important to me. It doesn't matter what it is.
No, that's a staggering admission.
My brain has strengths, and it's got a lot of weaknesses.
You're forgetting Riggo Drill, too.
I know that he didn't know the Riggo Drill.
Yeah, I wasn't a Skins fan. Why would I know the Riggo Drill?
The Riggo Drill, I'm going to give him the more of a pass than the inner loop or outer loop, only because he's heard that phrase every day for his entire life.
Just bring in
but
the
again,
Tumblr, and he'll be happy.
I am going to bring in the Tumblr Monday.
It's never occurred to you to be curious.
The inner loop and outer loop doesn't matter to me one
but,
iota.
But it tells me
so
that you don't intellectually even understand a circle.
I understand the concept of a circle. I just couldn't tell you whether I'm driving on the inner or outer loop.
If you're on 495.
Yes.
And you're
I'm clearly going to guess.
And say you're driving to Fairfax. Are you're from your house and you're driving to Fairfax.
I'm going to guess that's the outer loop.
It is.
Correct.
It's
not
just a guess.
No, you nailed it.
I'm just guessing.
And what if you're going from Fairfax and you want to go over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and you want to go visit your old house in Bowie?
Fairfax.
Your old house in Bowie.
Inner loop.
Still the outer loop. You're still going around
the circle. I don't think about it. I know how to get where I need to go.
So I've always thought he's doing a bit
there. Inner loop, outer loop is knowing it is stupid.
His brain has
a process. He doesn't even try to, like, to
process
circle. It. Yeah, he doesn't even try to think about
it. Yeah, but maybe we should do one time for him. We pay him. Just have him drive one loop around the Beltway so he can understand
what it
is.
I haven't driven multiple loops around the Beltway in my lifetime.
Like connect the whole thing because he's not connecting it in his brain. That's all I can think.
I know it's a circle. I know the Beltway is a stupid circle.
Essentially.
And I try to avoid it at all costs.
All right, coming up at 7, we will get into the Oscars, the Academy Awards, with Kevin McCarthy, our entertainment reporter from Fox 5. Coming up next, we continue to count down the Big 20. NBC Sports Washington counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past 2 decades with number 6. That's next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign
sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the past two decades with the Big 20, panel of media members, former athletes, other experts helped come up with the countdown. New stories counting down to number one revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Today we get to number six. It's the rise and fall of RG3, the Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
The Washington Redskins, I mean, they gave up a lot to move up in the draft to get RG3 second overall. And it looked to pay off because he goes on to win Rookie of the Year awards. He leads the team to the postseason. But, of course, we all remember that gruesome injury he suffered and then becomes really the fall of him.
Griffin goes down and the whole stadium. Oh, that place was packed, right? Screaming, silent.
You do think about what could have been with RG3.
Oh, you think about it all the time. If you're a Skins fan and you saw that rookie campaign, you thought hopefully he would do that for a decade here in D.C.
Well, I maintain he could have done that for a few more years, and he could have slowly evolved, but nope, scrapped the plan, hubris, injury, everything got in the way of it.
Yep.
So it is what it is.
But for a couple of years, he was by far the biggest sports story in D.C. By far.
Of course he was.
He was the biggest sports story before they
picked him up. It's one of the largest falls from grace that you're going to see.
And then he was the biggest story clearly in 2012, into 2013, probably into 2014.
It would be like,
even when he first left and was on a different team, EB was talking about, I got to watch RG3's games. Even this year, you wanted to watch RG3's games.
I still am intrigued by the guy. Because here's the thing, because he has that charisma too. Like, it's undeniable. He's got a charisma to him. It would be equivalent to Zion Williamson falling off next year. Just like this dynamic guy, all the hype. That's the kind of hype that Robert had. Cover of Sports Illustrated, everybody talking about him. Subway commercials, Adidas commercials, slogans, T-shirts, right? Everything.
Yep.
And it would be like if Zion just all of a sudden imploded.
And then, and then there was the drama between RG3 and the coaching that you'd hear about. There was always the tension there. Once he came back, the all-in for week one, he was wearing the T-shirts.
Yeah. He was a little too much me.
But he seriously did carry our show for a couple of years in terms of content. He must have created the most content on this show.
But, and it got to the point, though, where it was you know, annoying. It got to the point, you know, that arc where it just got annoying.
I
got to
thank him for some ratings bonuses.
Certainly.
Absolutely, in 12 and 13.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But because he lifted everybody up, especially 12.
Oh, 12 was huge.
And the debut in New Orleans, I just remember watching, like, I can't remember seeing an offense like this because, you know, the RPO options and, you know, the long bomb to Garcon for the touchdown. You're like, they're putting it on the Saints in the Superdome.
And it surprised us because we were at training camp and they didn't appear to be running that. There weren't all these whispers like they're going to run RG3 10 to 12 times per game.
Was that a long bomb to Pierre?
I think it was
a slant.
It was like a 10-yard pass.
He took it. Yeah, I think it was a good amount of yak.
It was a quick slant.
I think read the linebacker.
It wasn't like a 50-yard pass.
Yeah, but he fell down on the ground. He pointed up. Griffining. And it was a whole thing.
Yes, it was.
And you know, people get upset. Valdez has been upset that Baltimore's been slighted, that this, for example, is higher than Super Bowl wins. RG3 was a bigger story. It really was.
Bigger story here in D.C.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. You got to look at it from the
D.C.
angle.
And the amazing thing about it is Andrew Luck clearly became the better quarterback over time. It's out of the league. RG3's outlasted Andrew Luck.
That is shocking.
I still think there's a chance that Luck can come back. Just sits out for a year and decides, you know what, I really love it, and comes back. But
he doesn't strike me as that guy, man. He's a real intellectual.
I know, maybe not. I'm just saying he's so young.
And he's, you know,
the fire might come back.
I agree with you in that sense. It's possible for most, but he's just a different cat.
And speaking of Luck, of course, his dad's heavily involved with the XFL. Mm-hmm. And I'll be going to that game tomorrow at 2:00. I'm going to go over to Circa, get a little lunch first.
Ah, smart move.
Get over there.
Nice
around
pregame.
Get over there around 12.
I wonder where you'll park for XFL game day.
I'm going to park. There's a lot over there.
I'm kidding. Aren't you going to park? You're not going to park in Homewood?
No.
You're not going to hoof it over?
That's a
hike.
I'm going to park in Homewood when I go to Circa. And then I'm going to take the, there's a lot over
would
there.
Would you park at Homewood realistically and say it at a...
I don't even know. Can you walk to Audi? It's too
sure.
far.
Yes.
Right?
You I could, like, but it would be
it.
Far.
All right, it's
like
that.
A, it might be 10, like a 15-minute walk.
10 to 15-minute walk.
That's far.
I'm not doing that when it's 40
degrees.
I'm
kind of like Brett with that, man.
So far.
15-minute walk?
That's what I've done.
I've got VIP parking over there.
Is it put it this way.
Well, see, that's... If you have VIP parking, then it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
It's further than if you parked here and go to Nat's Park, right?
Yeah, because
That's about as far
it's
as past, I'll walk for parking.
Past, yeah. It's past like where we go to the media entrance. It's another block,
it's,
and then you take a right turn.
Basically
two
across the street from Nat's Park.
That's such a hike.
Okay. It's across the other street side. From Nat's Park.
Yeah, I know, but that. It's the other side, Caddy right. Corner.
Yeah, but it's not that far. You're making it sound like it's miles away. No. It's literally across the street.
I know where it is. It's a long walk.
I'm not walking.
Hoofing it.
Okay.
I'm if you like, understood. But kicks. You're a marathon guy. You run
I'm
7 miles.
I ran one marathon. That was 10 years
it's
ago.
It's honestly
you've run multiple miles. Like honestly, you run 7-10 miles. Like you can do that easy.
It's probably 7/10 of a mile.
Right.
It would be my estimate.
Oh,
I would take
if that.
That
it might even be a half mile.
Right. I don't know
walking.
If it's even 7/10 of a mile.
Here's a question: do you think I'll stay for 4 quarters?
No.
Will the game be that intriguing where I stay? For
I don't
the
think you've
it's
ever stayed
game.
For anything. Do you ever stay for any, maybe a high school game or something? I don't even know what you stay for. Most things seem
to... if a game is interesting and tight, of course I'll stay. But that's my point. Do you think the game will be interesting enough to me where
I think
I'll
it's
stay
designed to move quicker than an
I don't
NFL
think
game.
Early
so,
on,
yeah.
I think I don't think early will. On it will because you don't know the guys yet. No. I think
you
you'll stay for
the
half.
Punts.
I think you'll yeah. stay
wacky
for
punt rules.
Middle of third quarter you leave.
Yeah.
Middle of third quarter, you.
That'd be my guess.
But I
would leave.
I am going to wager
Pebble.
On it, though.
He wants to watch, you know, college hoops.
Yeah, you're not going to stay. No chance.
Yeah, I'm. No, Sunday will be the Pebble day. I'll miss a lot of it on Saturday.
It's not. It's not indicative of the league success or not. It's the first week. You don't know anybody.
True. I wonder how many people are going to be there at Audi.
I don't know. That's a good question.
15.
Would you go? You
I think 12 to 15. 15.
Wow. 12 to 15.
I feel like there's high weather. I think it depends on the weather.
What's the weather?
I think it's supposed to be like mid-40s.
Okay, but if it's sunny, it'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't think they're calling for any rain or snow or anything like that in the forecast.
I feel like they've done a good job of marketing. I think they're raising their profile. Like we're hearing about it every day.
I was flipping through the channels yesterday. I saw the Daily Wager.
Mm-hmm.
I get confused. There's the Daily Line. I think the Daily Line's on NBC Sports Washington with Jenkins and the Daily Wager, the ESPN show.
Yeah.
Had Anita Marks.
Yep, she's always on it.
And they did a whole segment on XFL picks.
Of course.
Because they're the rights holders.
I told you, my son says, bet on Landry Jones' team. He thinks they're going to smash
the league.
Is that the Houston Roughnecks, maybe?
He thinks they're going to smash the league.
Your son might be a young Grant Paulson.
He might be.
You should have him follow that same track. Why don't you get him a credential? And get like that's how Grant got all his PR.
Yeah.
Landry Jones plays for Dallas, the Renegades.
Honestly,
I've talked about sending him. There's like a broadcasting camp. I've talked about sending him there, but he didn't really want to do it.
If he wants to be a broadcaster, you can do that.
I don't know that he does.
Podcast and but just capitalize on it.
By the way, former Skins quarterback Josh Johnson, the quarterback, I think he's going to be the starter of the LA team.
Mm-hmm.
The Wildcats.
I always was partial to Josh. I liked him. I like the underdog story.
Anyway, the Vegas, there's another reason why they're promoting it. Yes, they're the rights holders, but now that the Super Bowl's over, people love to bet on football.
Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right, because not that many people bet on college hoops compared to football. If there's any football at all, they're all in.
Wait until the D.C. officially has the gambling. The bill's passed. Just once it's up and running, they'll probably have kiosks either in or right outside of the stadium.
And I believe the XFL announced a partnership with VEASAN. The VEASAN, is that what you call it?
Yeah. Yeah, VEASAN.
What is VEASAN?
It's Brent Musburger's baby.
It's Brent Musburger's channel on Sirius. It's a gambling station.
How do you, what's the acronym?
VSIN.
Okay.
Vegas Sports
and Information Network.
Yeah.
If you're a degenerate, you love it.
Yes, you're dialed in.
Anyway, XFL is a partnership with them.
Yeah. No, they're smart.
They're probably going to have in-game betting.
Right.
Oh, it makes sense.
They're light years ahead of, the AAF had none of that.
Yep.
None of that. They had a couple games that maybe were broadcast on some bigger networks, and then they disappeared. This is getting a real push.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm interested in it.
Cake's just taunting Valdez with that crap every time.
Bickle, 2 weeks from now, I may not be, but
We'll see.
For Saturday, I certainly am.
Yeah.
See, the problem, again, and I'd mentioned this, that the XFL for about 4 weeks is going against conference championship weekend, the NCAA tournament, which is 3 weeks. And if you want to add in the Masters, I mean, that's 5 weeks.
If you're a college hoop junkie, I mean, you're not going to change. But if you're just a sports fan and you just like, you know, and you're particularly a football guy, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, if you're some guy that watches the CBS game every Saturday, you know, you might watch XFL over it.
Yeah.
Might. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, coming up next, we're going to switch gears. We'll talk movies. I believe Birds of Prey is out.
What's that one about?
It's hard for me to describe. It's a Batman offshoot with Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, you know, but you wouldn't like her dressed up as Harley Quinn.
No, I like her in The Wolf of Wall Street when she's on the table.
It's a different role.
Right.
Yeah. It's
funny how I don't remember anything from any movie, but I remember that. Right?
You remember Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street doing his whole little bit where he starts beating on his chest, doing the stupid tune.
Not nearly like I remember the Margot Robbie scene. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that and the Academy Awards, which is coming up on Sunday with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.